The Lord bless you, precious heart dwellers. I've got a message about gratitude that I want to share with you, but first I want to pray this prayer. Lord, forgive us for complaining and please help us to hear ourselves as heaven hears us when we make silly remarks out of irritation. Cultivate in us a gentle, thankful spirit that is focused on all the good you continue to uphold around us so we can live a decent life every day. Amen. I want to thank you all for responding so generously to our current needs for the mission. The Lord will certainly reward you. And I've got some good news for you about the search engine. I've had some problems with it because it'll bring up the little words like the, at, out, and all these little words that are part of a sentence. And if you type in a phrase, or if you type in healing, trying to find, like I was trying to do, find teachings on healing, it brings up everything with healing in it, but not necessarily the message that was centered on healing. So it's been a problem for a while. So I found out a fix for that, and we may be fixing it even better in the future. But for now, I wanted to tell you because you're going to love this. It's awesome. If you go to our website and click on search, then type in a word such as healing and search that word, messages will come up with the word healing in it. That is a literal search, and it brings up every message with the word healing. But after you've done that, just above the search bar, it says, this is a basic literal search. You can also search for these terms on Google. Click on that, and the Google page will open, and it will say something like site:/search.stillsmallvoicetriage.org/healing. Okay? But it brings up all of the messages that are centered on healing. It's absolutely awesome. So you don't have to wade through all these little words. Then hit the return key when you see that, and it will bring up all those teachings, all the relevant teachings. Wow, what a difference. You see, Google has an extremely powerful search engine, and we're tying into it. And that makes it easy for you to find what you want, because their search engine, we just couldn't even begin to duplicate it. And when you do this, you'll get a very complete list of all the videos that really talk about healing. Now, in the future, we're going to try and refine that a little bit so you don't have to go to that Google page. It'll just open up in it. But for now, that's the fix we've got for it. So enjoy. It's really awesome. Okay, on with the message. Lately, the Lord is wanting to dance a lot. Like the first days, he really wants to dance. And I saw him in a beautiful tuxedo. We were on a dance floor, and I was wearing some kind of a silver dress. And at one moment, it looked like a wedding veil and a wedding dress. And another moment, it looked like an evening gown. I couldn't tell the difference. But he was just very tender and really wanting to dance. And it was beautiful. I was very touched by that. It's extremely healing. I don't even know what to say because the dancing itself is very relaxing and intimate, but in a very pure way. And there's just a certain peace that settles over us when we get into that place with the Lord, a very peaceful place. So I had noticed something about gratitude lately, and I've been, I'll tell you what I've been doing. It's not good. But I'm probably not the only one that's going through this with the heat of the summer. But gratitude opens the doors of heaven's blessings. And I said that to the Lord. I said, I think I'd like to talk about gratitude, Lord, but what message do you have? And he said, you've discerned correctly, my love. Please speak from your heart. So, dear family, gratitude is a missing attitude when things just won't go right with us. There are so many blessings waiting for us, but the Lord looks at our attitude about what he's already given us. And if we are forgetful of his blessings and demanding for new gifts, he has to wait. There is a marvelous breakthrough waiting on our gratefulness for what he has already done in our lives. Things we've used so commonly, we now take for granted. Things we never had before. a place to live, the internet, the equipment that we need, a car that runs, food for the table, things that we struggled to have before and that we have now in a comfortable way, not in excess, because that's not right either, but we have in a comfortable way these things are working for us and we don't have to worry about them every day. And yet we forget to thank him for protecting and keeping it together in our lives. And the enemy is constantly on the lookout for ways to steal what God has given us. He plots 24/7 the different ways he can deprive us of a gift. And I believe complaining is one of the major things he uses to open the door for us to lose our gifts. I've found that I do not have to complain directly or to the Lord to be offensive, but I have an attitude of, what is wrong with this stupid phone? One of my personal favorites. Or, it's miserably hot outside. Or, why is this taking them so long? Or, stupid flies, get out of the cat food. Another personal favorite. I could go on and on about every little thing that irritates me in a day, especially because the weather is warm and it gets to me, right? So truly, my complaints are multiple slaps in the face to God. Rather than complaining about a minor glitch on my phone, I should be thanking God that I can afford a phone and get so many things done on it. Thank you, God, for providing this phone. It is truly an incredible tool and blessing. Instead of complaining about the heat, thank you, Lord. I don't live in the Antarctic and I don't have to burn wood year-round. Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful flowers that bloom in the summer heat. Thank you for the cool water. It is so refreshing. I'm with the flies. Thank you, Lord, that I have food to eat. And the kitties have food to eat, even if it does attract flies so quickly. Instead of, why is it taking them so long? Thank you, Lord, for sending me honest and dependable helpers who do things so very well. I know they're doing their best with time. I'm just impatient. So these are just a few ways that I've offended God during the day, and it's become a habit pattern, so I'm going to have to really work hard on this one. So, do you see every single thing that is a blessing in our lives we take for granted? We can either complain about it or thank God for it. And I want to tell you about someone who had an issue with the work they were doing for God. Now, this person is very, very dedicated. And they had had an issue with a particular talent that they were lacking in, a coordination talent. And it was causing a great deal of grief for them because everything took so much longer than it should have. They felt handicapped and they couldn't quite get it right. It seemed like the harder they worked, the worse their handicap troubled them and the more frustrated they got. So they were ready to give up. And I said, no, don't give up. Ask the Lord to help you. Well, every day they went to the Lord with tears, begging him to give them the grace to do their work properly. Every day, after day, after day, and this went on for months. Then it occurred to them that something was in the way of their blessing. So they began to search their souls and call upon Holy Spirit for conviction. And when they talked with me, I recognized it. They expressed their complete discouragement that they just didn't have the skill to do the job. And I thought to myself, then God has to provide it, since he's the one who gave you the assignment. So I said, gratitude. Have you been irritable lately? Yes, the heat is killing me, they replied. Well, that's where your problem is. At least one, certainly one problem you need to get out of the way. Have you repented for everything Holy Spirit convicted you of, but you've still been complaining? Because irritation is akin to complaining, which means you're turning God's gifts into curses instead of what he gave them to be, blessings. You've forgotten how blessed you are, and instead of complaining of little inconveniences, why should he give you anything when you're ungrateful for what he's already given and sustained in your life? There was a long pause as they thought about what I was saying. And of course, I couldn't have shared that with him if I hadn't just been convicted of the same thing. And when I began to count my blessings and thank him for them, the whole atmosphere of frustration broke, and I got a breakthrough. The next day, you were right. I got my breakthrough. I repented for all the little and big stuff I don't thank him for daily, and begged pardon for ingratitude. Then I presented my petition to him, and he answered it on the spot. Wow. This person was just like I had been. The Lord has given me so much. Decent health, a place to live, precious furry friends, a wonderful husband, an awesome family of believers on YouTube, the equipment to write and record music, melodies, and I'm complaining about a glitch in my phone, flies on my counter, workers that get delayed running errands for me. It must be odious to all of heaven and surely not deserving of my prayers being answered. You see, in the scriptures, the Lord says, God resists the proud but showers grace on the humble. Dear ones, if you're currently frustrated with a persistent problem that the Lord has not yet given the grace to overcome, please, for the love of God, check your attitude. Have you truly cried in thanksgiving for the things you take for granted daily? Are you grumpy and complaining about how you feel? These are open doors for the enemy and doors you've closed on God's favor. Please repent as soon as you possibly can. So that's basically what my thoughts were, and I asked him, I said, Lord, do you have anything to add? He began, thank you, Claire, for repenting and sharing this with my loving brides. Thank you. It has become a blind spot in my body to the point where I hear only complaints about this or that when I listen to the hearts of my chosen ones. It is terribly degrading and disappointing when I come to visit them in love and they're all caught up in minor irritations. I think to myself, if they were in Iraq right now and had a scrap of food to eat, they would be overwhelmed in gratitude to be alive, let alone have something to eat. I cannot even begin to tell you how widespread grumbling and complaining have become when I should be hearing constant thanksgiving and praise. They just don't see their lives as I do. They pick at nits while they live in air-conditioned palaces. Yet I visit those on the battlefield and they are crying tears of gratitude and relief that they found the loved one they were separated from. My brides, there is so much I want to impart and give to you, but you've closed the door on these gifts by not appreciating the ones you already have. You forget the victories of the past and how I helped you overcome or obtain something of vital importance to you. Now those things are taken for granted, and you complain about what you don't have. I cannot shower new gifts on you when you've forgotten to give thanks for the old ones. For instance, why should I increase your ministry if you're not grateful for who I've already sent you? Wasn't it just a few weeks ago that you only had 15 views on your channel, and now you have 75? Are you complaining, wanting more? Give thanks to me continually for every blessing you can see and the ones you can't see, like the times you knew nothing about when I saved your life or the lives of your children. Gratitude is born of profound humility, springing from the awareness of my greatness beside your littleness. Yet that I take the time to deliberately visit, talk, and commit to being your deepest and best friend, loving you with an intensity and constancy no mere human can approach. I even entrust my heart to you, share my concerns for my body and the earth with all its various cultures. Knowing that you are undeserving of such a blessing and coming to me preceded by thanksgiving, and knowing you've used what I have given you to the best of your ability, is the surest way to have your petition heard. Stay in gratefulness and praise continually, my bride, until you're completely delivered from the very bad habit of complaining. I love you tenderly. keep that tender love in your heart, awareness of it all the time. And that will help you overcome the minor irritations that the enemy is using to close the doors on the blessings that are waiting for you. Give thanks. And while we're on the subject of gratitude, I want to say you are the most sensitive, loving, generous, kindest souls I have ever known. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being faithful to provide for our needs every month. Through you, I feel the kindness and love of my Jesus, always caring, always sharing, and always praying. Thank you so very, very much.